Early in his presidency, George W. Bush pushed through Congress one of the most sweeping school reform laws in a generation. The No Child Left Behind Act gives the federal government unprecedented authority over schools. It also gave Mr. Bush an issue that he can use in his reelection campaign, a means to counter the view that Democrats care more about public education. With No Child Left Behind increasingly criticized, it is unclear whether the president's record on education will give him an edge. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
For the past 33 years, Bill Nighy has been a teacher, a principal, and now superintendent of schools in Wood County, West Virginia. And he's never seen a presidential election hinge on the issue of education.
I don't believe that when people step into the voting booth in presidential politics, that the issue of education causes people to vote for or against any candidate. I believe that people look at taxes, wars, economy as issues that are more important than education.
Unless, of course, the President of the United States makes education an issue.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Last May, President George Bush chose Parkersburg South High School in Wood County to do just that, at an event that was both campaign stump speech and school board meeting with Mr. Bush presiding as superintendent.
If you have the attitude that certain children can't learn to read and write and add and subtract, sure enough, certain children won't learn to read and write and add and subtract. So we're raising that bar, we're providing extra money, we're holding people accountable, and we're making sure there's local control of schools. See, the people of Parkersburg can run the schools better than people in Washington, D.C. can, that's for certain.
The president cited the bipartisan support for No Child Left Behind, mandatory testing in reading and math, a 49% increase in federal funding for low-income school children since he's been in office, his push for technical, vocational education and teacher training, things that the president has wisely connected to jobs and the economy, says Nighy.
President Bush has made that connection with people in this county. And I think presidential candidate Kerry will have a difficult time carrying Wood County. It's going to be a very close race.
Officials from both campaigns agree West Virginia's up for grabs. Mr. Bush won the state's 5 electoral votes in the last election by the slimmest of margins, despite the fact that registered Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1, 3-1 in Wood County. This year, it's going to be different, says Dolores Townsend.
I think West Virginia is going to take a hard look at what's happened over the last 4 years, and I think they're going to realize that it's time for a change.
Townsend is a special education teacher at Parkersburg South High and co-president of the Wood County Education Association.
I'm not certain that President Bush represents the values of Wood County or West Virginia when we're cutting programs that help the neediest. For 4 years, that's been what's happened. We've seen a reduction in services to single mothers. We've seen a threat to Head Start. The tax breaks didn't really help the people in West Virginia that much. Those went to very wealthy people.
And Senator John Kerry isn't calling teachers terrorists, says Townsend, a reference to U.S. Education Secretary Rod Page's off-the-cuff remark earlier this year that the National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, was like a terrorist organization in its criticism of No Child Left Behind. Townsend likes what Kerry is saying about teachers.
I've been to schools around the country and talked to countless numbers of teachers who are struggling, who want to produce for their kids. They've chosen this as a profession. They're doing it because they believe in teaching and are rewarded by it and love the kids. So I think we need to draw more teachers, and we, the federal government, need to help leverage that so we can raise the salaries and attract more people to that task.
That was Kerry in California last May, where he unveiled a $30 billion plan to reward the best teachers and vowed to weed out the bad ones. What gets the biggest applause, though, is Kerry's promise to roll back the Bush tax cuts, send an extra $20 billion to schools, and significantly expand federal funding for after-school programs. Still, Kerry hasn't exactly energized Democrats or teachers in Wood County. Many are still upset he voted for No Child Left Behind in the first place. Republicans in Wood County, meanwhile, dismiss Kerry as just another tax-and-spend liberal.
You better get something to eat.
Yeah, I'm about to do
it. I tell you, West Virginians are fast eaters.
Every Wednesday at the local Moose Lodge at the end of a gravel road behind a strip mall, Republican diehards get together for lunch. Today, there's Tom Azinger, a local Republican delegate to the state legislature, 90-year-old Reese Blizzard, an Eisenhower campaign organizer, and Fred Gillespie, the Republican candidate from Wood County for state house this fall. They've reserved a big table and agreed to talk about the election. They don't think education is a big issue, but Gillespie says he's baffled by President Bush's focus on it.
Well, the way I view that, the president doesn't have any business in the schools. I mean, the schools are state-run and run by the teachers and the school board, who are natives of here. And the president, I don't think, should be touching the school.
Gillespie says President Bush has federalized public education, something he never dreamed the Republican Party would support. On the other hand, whatever advantage Democrats once had on the issue of education has disappeared, in large part because of Mr. Bush's aggressive education agenda. A recent Washington Post ABC News poll shows 43% of voters trust President Bush on education, 44% trust Kerry. Pollsters say that's unlikely to change between now and November. The way some educators in Wood County see it, though, maybe it's not such a bad thing that education is not a wedge issue this election year.
Odd rows are on your right, even rows on your left. Come on, folks. Y'all got the high school education. Y'all be able to figure this one out.
Do not put that on the radio.
Tom Eschbacher is a Republican, a Bush supporter, and principal of Parkersburg South High, the school that hosted President Bush back in May. A gregarious man with a buzz haircut and an uncanny ability to get teenagers to behave at graduation ceremonies, Eschbacher says education has become too politicized.
I think that when you start drawing lines and one party is saying this is what's best for people or this is what's best for kids and another party is saying no, this is what's best for kids, you get the feeling that they're disagreeing just to disagree. And I think the division in this country is a horrible thing.
Eschbacher doesn't think either party has a monopoly on the best ideas for fixing public education, and he seems to speak for a lot of people in Wood County, Republicans and Democrats alike, when he says Americans are already divided over way too many things this election year. Why add education to that list? Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Excerpts of speeches on education by President Bush and Senator John Kerry are at npr.org.